Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Just a reminder that tomorrow all day from 8 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening, we are celebrating KMOX Day because Christmas Eve 100 years ago, KMOX went on the air. So it's a big deal. Very few people and anythings get 100-year anniversaries. And tomorrow we're bringing in a bunch of the OGs. I will be on personally from 10 a.m. until noon with Charlie Brennan and Amy Markscores and Bob Costas, and should be just a ton of fun. So live in studio right now, I have three new friends, Ethan, Caton, and Rod. You guys know my story with No One Dies Alone. I'll tell it in 30 seconds. My mom passed away a year and a half ago at Bethesda Dilworth, and the night she died, we'd been doing like double duty and there like 18 hours a day. And the hospice nurse came to me and said, hey, we have this organization where people volunteer to sit with your dying loved one from 6 in the evening until 6 in the morning. They do two-hour shifts. And I can't remember being more surprised in my life. It was like cognitive dissonance. It's like a reset in my brain. Like, who would do that? Why would anyone do that? That's crazy. So I went to the cantina and I bought a bunch of honey buns and Cokes and things like that for the people who were going to sit with my mom. And it turned out that evening, about 3:30 in the morning, she did pass away with one of the NOTA volunteers. And I pretty quickly decided that to honor my mom, I would become a NOTA volunteer, which I did. And for about a year now, have been sitting vigil and visiting hospice patients. And Melissa, who's here with us, my partner in crime, she runs the whole training program for Bethesda, and she was telling me that after my story got out, we added dozens of volunteers, and that some of them, not necessarily through me, but some of the volunteers were WashU students, you know, young people. And I thought that was especially interesting. And so she brought Ethan and Caton and Rod in today. So kind of introduce them, whether individually or as a group, and just talk about what they've been doing.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I'm so happy to be here again. And we brought some Washington University students who have really shown me what true dedication is in not only their education, but also in their outreach into the community. And we have Caton Tamarisa, Ethan Lee, and Rod Kahn. And each of them are joining us, you know, from different stages in their scholarly lives to kind of tell us what brought them here to the organization to be a hospice volunteer. And I'll tell you, each of them has a unique story that is so tremendously inspiring. I can't even begin to describe it on my own.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of go around the horn. We'll start with you, Rod.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Rod. I'm originally from Toronto, Canada. I did a lot of retirement home volunteering when I was in high school. So hospice volunteering in university felt like a really natural extension to that.
And just, I know this is radio, you can't see Rod, but he's not very attractive. So I just want to put that out there. Just if you're picturing someone, he's quite unattractive. And how about you?
Hey, my name is Kayton. Really nice to be on the show. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm from Dallas originally, and I have elderly grandparents who are from India, and my grandmother has arthritis, so she kind of moved in to Dallas with us. And so when I was like leaving to WashU, it was kind of hard to say like goodbye to her because I wouldn't see her for a while, and she went back to India. And so like it's just kind of like I just kind of wanted to kind of get back by spending time with like elderly patients, especially because I kind of, like Rod mentioned, it's kind of like a natural extension to your family. And so like it's been like a great experience doing hospice so far.
So I apologize. I don't know a great deal about the Indian culture. Is that a part of your culture, taking care of elderly loved ones, maybe more than we do here in the States?
I would say, I don't know about maybe more, but I would say it's definitely like part of the culture, especially because like my dad kind of made it a point to like have my grandparents like there like in his care, especially because like they're like potentially getting close to the end of their lives. Like my grandpa is like 90 years old and my grandma's like 91 years old. So like knowing that like a transition could potentially be happening in the near future, you kind of want to have them in your like care.
And so your very first vigil you sat, the person passed away in your presence.
Yes, that's correct.
What was that like? Tell me about it.
It was like a really like surreal experience. I like never could imagine, like death is often something we don't really talk about because it's like kind of hard to like imagine like a person that's like actually dying, and I've never seen that before. You can only like imagine and see it in like movies and stuff. But so I took the chance to kind of like sit in NOTA, and like the first time, yeah, it was, I remember it was around 2 a.m. The patient had like passed right in front of my eyes, and it was just a really like surreal experience because she passed like holding my hand. And like just a couple moments before, I had put like some chapstick on her like lips so like her throat and et cetera wouldn't like dry out. And so like the fact that she like passed away like immediately, and I kind of had to like tell like the nurse that she had passed, was like a really like it's just an experience I've never like had to like experience before. And honestly, I think it's very, very like meaningful because it kind of shows you like how important life really is and how like we should embrace like death and embrace like everything surrounding death rather than kind of like push it away to the side, because it's going to eventually happen. So it's better to like treat and take care of the people who are dying. So.
Yeah. Beautiful. How about you?
Yeah. So I guess it was like also family that really brought me to like wanting to do hospice and like NOTA and stuff like that. So like as a kid, I wasn't really able to be there for my grandparents as they passed. And that was like one of my main regrets, I would say. And at like school, I did like a lot of peer counseling training. And with that, I like really felt equipped to, I guess, like not like make amends, but like just like do something that like I wasn't able to do before. And that's like why I picked hospice, I would say, to be able to like be present and like to do something like meaningful, to be able to like be with people as like in the last stages of their life. Cause like that's something that like I think we as a society tries to like shy away from.
And I don't know about you guys, but it really struck me, just not to be schmaltzy, but like the circle of life, right? When there's a birth, everyone shows up at the hospital. There's a new baby. Let me hold the baby. Let me see the baby. When someone's passing, when someone's transitioning, it's not so much like that. It's not, let's all get there so we can, it's like, you know, I'm just going to kind of let this play out. But when you see it happening, and for you, when you saw it actually happen, it really does strike you like this aha moment of, oh, I've always known this, but this really is just the natural thing that happens to people. And I'm sure there are horrific deaths, and even in hospice, there are some that are a little more symptomatic than others. But in my experience, for the most part, it really has been very peaceful, much more than I thought it would be. How about you guys?
Yeah, I agree. You know, like Kayton said, it's really important to embrace death. And I think being there for someone in their final stages of life, like that being a very vulnerable state, is super important.
And you guys are pre-med, right?
Yeah.
Do you think this actually helps a little bit
sort of defines things for you a little more?
Yeah. I mean, definitely not in terms of just like the med school application itself, but I think the experience that we're getting from this is extremely meaningful, knowing that we're going to spend the rest of our like lives like taking care of patients. This kind of builds like different factors like empathy and like trust and kind of embracing like the death process rather than kind of being like scared and like shying away from it. So I think like it helps like build like a lot of different like good qualities of like a proper like caretaker, proper provider. That like I think like may not people who don't do hospice may not have those same opportunities to.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Ethan and Kaiten and Rod, three WashU students who have joined No One Dies Alone and hospice volunteering with Bethesda, which I've been doing for the past year. We're just kind of talking to the guys and getting the feel for them and why they're doing what they do and how it's impacted them. The other thing that I have found is that it has really right-sized or normalized, whatever the proper term is, that I'll give you an example. I was sitting with one family and the two daughters were there. And you know how it is. People just pump you for information. You know, like you're already a doctor. Like, what does this mean? What does that mean? And you try to give them the best you can and comfort them. And I was talking about how sweet their mom was. And one of the sisters said, well, she wasn't always so sweet. And she was a little bit of a pill, right? And we started talking because so was my mom. So was everyone's mom. And it just hit me that regardless of how people live their lives, the ups and the downs, the nice moments, the mean moments, that in that moment when they're passing, we all deserve dignity. And to be able to be one of the people who provides that dignity is so special, don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. It's like a very like noble thing, and it's honestly like we're very like privileged to have this like experience of being able to like be with someone who's like actively passing away. Like that's something that like I never like as a kid I would have like always shied away or been like, no, this is something I like never want to do. But now here I am and I've done it, and now it's like I kind of understand the privilege that's associated with it, because like you said, everyone deserves like happiness and dignity and peace even when they're transitioning. And so like us being able to be that like bridge, kind of provide that, is like really, really meaningful experience overall.
And not only do you set vigil with people who are passing, but you visit hospice patients.
Yes.
Who are aware and up and talking, and what's that been like for you guys?
Yeah, I would honestly say it's like a lot more normal and like typical than you would expect. Like when you go there and like visit a patient, like what you're doing isn't like, you're not like focusing on like death or anything. You're like really just like living life as you would. Like you'll like read to them. You'll like if they're unable to like speak, which is the case a lot of times, you'll like read to them and they'll just like appreciate your company. Or you like for like the people who are more cognizant, you can also like do puzzles with them, like speak with them. I remember like my first visit, like we spoke like I think for almost like an hour about like just his entire life, and he just laid out his life story for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like, it's really important to recognize that like it's not like, even at the end of like life, it doesn't like, death doesn't just like dominate everything. Like people are just living like out their typical lives.
Melissa, brag about these guys a little bit. Tell some of the stories that you know, like.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah,
Dave.
Please do.
So Ethan over here, he's been incredible. He's been with us for over a year and a half. And even when his patients graduated from hospice, he continued to see them over the next 8 to 10 months. When his patient rejoined hospice just recently, Ethan was there still, and his patient passed in hospice. But such dedication, it's unbelievable. With Kaiten, over this past summer, he spent over 100 hours hanging out with his patients at Bethesda Dilworth, just really enjoying his time with them. But not only did he enjoy his time with his patients, he enjoyed his time with all of the residents at Bethesda Dilworth. It was incredible. And Rod came on, I don't know if you guys know this, but Rod speaks around 3 to 4 different languages fluently, and he brings a whole new aspect to volunteering that I'm just amazed at, because he is just the cool volunteer. As you said, he doesn't look very good, right?
Yeah, you've got to make it up somehow.
So they've all just brought an integral, you know, aspect to our program. But not only that, it's trickling down through the whole university. We have close to 20 patients or volunteers right now with us at Bethesda Hospice Care as volunteers. And they're still coming because these guys are making such a huge impact with their service.
Yeah. I just want to point out for the record that Rod only speaks 2 or 3 more languages than me. So we've added dozens of people since my story came out about a year and a half ago.
That's right.
And there are people listening right now who are thinking about this. What would you tell them? How would you encourage them to take part in this?
I would say that, I mean, like Caitlin was saying, it's hard to top his answer. But I feel like everyone at that ending stage of life deserves human connection. And even if you're not able to directly speak with them, and I'll give an example. I have one patient from Bosnia. Unfortunately, he's not in the hospice care center anymore. But with him, we would talk purely through Google Translate. And obviously it was not the most ideal, but I think it was really meaningful still, just because, I was there with him. We share the same faith. He was also Muslim, and, having someone that understood him, and in whatever way we could talk through Google Translate, having that human connection was just super important for him. I could see the light in his eyes whenever, he would come and get up and shake my hand every time he saw me. I thought, I was at the hospital once where I work, and I saw him there too. It was really impactful to see his eyes light up when he saw me. And I think if you want that experience in your life, if you're looking to make that kind of connection with someone in that vulnerable state, I think it's super important. And I think you'd have a lot of fun doing this.
Well, on behalf of the whole listening audience, you guys are great guys, great humans, really impressed. Thank you so much. Anyone out there who would like to become a part of this, go to BethesdaHealth.org and wind your way through. Eventually, you're going to find Melissa Helmkamp, and she's going to help you out. Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS 224. Happy Thursday. Did you get to hear that, Wheels?
Yeah, it was great.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Jeez. When I was 20, I was trying to find my ass with both hands.
I was running around South Beach on weekends trying to figure out where the next party was after practice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And not to get all schmaltzy or old guy, because like I said, I hate that I'm now old enough to be talking about the whippersnappers. But it really does, every generation, I believe, just almost instinctively craps on the generations that follow them. You're soft, you're this, you're that, you don't know what it was like. And then you meet kids, men, like that, and you go, we're fine. Mm-hmm. We're going to be fine.
Yep.
So cool.
Yep.
Really appreciate them. Hope you guys appreciated that out there. Rach, you familiar with Cam Scataboo?
What now?
It's a cool name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Cam Scataboo is a first-year professional football player who is a college stud. He's not the most gifted athletically or physically, but he's a freak. And he's like juggernaut, and he just runs into things with his helmet.
Yeah.
Okay,
just,
so he's like aggressive.
He's a little psycho.
He's a little psycho.
Psycho. All right, yeah, I like that. I like that.
But I mean, in the NFL, psycho's okay.
And so he
on the field.
He blew out his ankle.
Yep.
And he's going to miss the rest of the season.
Yep, broken leg.
But over the weekend, he went to a WWE event and got into a bit of a wrestling match with some of the wrestlers, as they do. And now people are really, really on him.
Yeah, they should be.
For how dare you
yep.
put yourself at risk.
Yep, he should be. That's a violation of his contract, guaranteed.
Is it really?
Absolutely. You cannot do anything that would put your body at risk. Like, most of these professional contracts, like, you can't ski, you can't ride dirt bikes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even baseball?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, again, it's not every one of, I'm sure there are people that get some exceptions, but, I mean, the general language is you can't do things that will put your body at risk. You cannot risk your ability to perform for the team for your own entertainment.
How interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, that's really stupid. I mean, you're an idiot meathead if you're doing that. Like, calm down. It's a TV show, first of all, right? I mean, it's wrestling. Right. And I get it. It's part of the bit, but you're literally just off ankle surgery. Your season's over. You're not playing because you're hurt, and you're going to go out there and clown around? Probably not a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a quick way to lose your fans, too. Like, you think Giants fans like seeing that?
Probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. Because... it doesn't take much to doing something that you're not usually familiar with doing.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there in a boot. I mean, what are you doing?
Rach, instead of Razor, would you like us to start calling you Scataboo?
Scataboo.
we can stick with Razor, probably. I've gotten used to Razor. I like it.
What a great name when I first heard Cam Scataboo.
Yeah.
That was made up. And then you see him, you're like, yeah, that's a Scataboo. That's exactly what that is right
he
there.
He definitely has the look
He's
of a Scataboo.
He's definitely a Scataboo.
Yeah.
Coming up later on the show, we have Janelle coming in to talk movies and entertainment. Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4. If you're wondering why maybe the sound's a little weird, or maybe because we're not on the stream, it's because we're in Studio C, because Studio B is feverishly being cleaned right now, because tomorrow all the KMOX OGs are coming in for 11:20 day. I'll be in from on from 10 to noon. Wheels is on from 4 p.m. till the end.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, gang. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX coming to you from Studio C. We'll be back in Studio B tomorrow with the stream going. Let's do a little DGS happy hour. Wheels, you...
What's up?
You haven't talked in 4 days. What do you got?
I got lots of stuff, man. Some of it from before and some of it going, you know, trying to decide which direction I want to go because I got so many of these. Let's go the opposite because we kind of talked about the yelling thing a little bit earlier. But I saw this story that was really interesting to me is that there were some people that were very upset that they were at like an art show, a museum, a specific show at a museum. And some of the younger people there that were checking it out were taking selfies in front of some of the displays to kind of show they were there and how they remember it. And some of the older art aficionados were like scolding and saying, this is terrible. What are you doing? That's disrespectful. And the person who I read the story from was on the side of the people doing the selfies and said, wait a minute, I thought we were always taught that art was about the person observing it. And why is it considered more valuable to sit on a chair and stare at it or stand in front of it and stare at it as opposed to taking a picture of yourself with it? Like, what's the difference? And I've brought this up a couple times on the show over the years, how there are various musicians that are like, put your cell phones away. You're not allowed to do this. I thought the whole idea of all of the arts was that people get to receive them in the way that best suits them. And yet we have people that are constantly telling people, no, that's the wrong way to consume my kind of art. Who is an artist to tell the person seeing it what they're supposed to see? And who are other observers to do that? And I feel this is kind of a trait in the modern world. Like, no, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do it like me or that's not okay. I take some videos at a concert because I want to be able to look back on that and relive the feeling of being in that moment.
Yeah.
I know I'll remember it, but guess what jars the memory and stirs the same feeling, like the hair standing up on the back of your neck, is seeing what you saw. And I don't want to be the guy that's got the phone up all the time because I think that ruins it. But if someone wants to do that,
yes,
that's up to them. And if somebody wants to take a selfie in front of the Eiffel Tower or the Mona Lisa, or, and again, assuming we're talking about something where you're not told,
yes,
photography is bad, flash photography is bad.
You're doing no harm.
Right. We don't want to do any damage to anything. I'm not talking about that. That's a separate issue.
I totally agree. As long as you're not rude to your fellow patrons or fellow concert goers.
So you're not disrupting anyone else. Right.
You can't be all about yourself.
Right. So if you're pushing people out of the way for your selfie, well, that's the rude part. Yes. It's not the selfie part that's the problem.
I don't know if you guys will remember this, but when we did DGS Live at the Wildy last time, during my stand-up, there was one woman in the back who was just losing her mind laughing.
Yeah.
And after, several people came up to me and they're like, we felt so bad for you. Like, she was just like, that had to be distracting. And I wasn't trying to be Mr. Everything. I really meant it. I'm like, she was my favorite person there.
Yes. Yeah. It's the affirmation.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, this woman's having the time
of
her life.
She was having a blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Why do we think it's smart for if you're a musician to say, no phones at my show, you need to do it our way? Well, how about this? How about no? I mean,
I just had this memory. I haven't thought of this. I was probably 7. So I haven't thought of this in over 50 years. My very first guitar I ever got was just a Sears and Roebuck acoustic guitar. Not very good, but it was like the world to me. And I already had a drum and drumsticks. And I remember sitting there on Christmas morning after all the packages are open and you're just kind of chilling. And I started playing my guitar with my drumsticks, and I would hit the neck with one of them and then move the other like a slide. And my mom said, because my dad was usually the enforcer. He was the not cool one. But my dad loved Christmas. And my mom said, David, that's not how you play a guitar. And my dad said, damn it, he can play that guitar any way he wants. If he can play it with his feet, he can play it with his feet.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that.
That's cool.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
I don't know. I feel like we're all, I mean, again, with that line in the sand being not disrupting other people's.
Yes.
You think, so if you're going to stand
there. Take a selfie.
Right, but if you're going to stand at a concert and stand in front of.
Yeah, that's not cool.
A shorter person the whole night with your hands above. Okay, you're being a little bit of a jerk. If you're going to be at a movie theater and you're going to be talking the whole time, well, you're being a jerk because you're disrupting other people. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're just talking about where you are not disrupting anyone. You should be able to do that without judgment and without the artist or the musician, whatever, telling you, no, you can't look at my art that way.
Wheels, I don't think I've ever told you the story, but when Nick was about 10, I took him to Rush at the amphitheater, and I splurged, and we got like fifth row center. So we're right there. And after about 4 songs, I realize we're in not a mosh pit. Everyone's standing, but these big, muscly, burly guys that were all playing air drums.
Oh, for God's sake.
And and so after about four or five songs, one of the guys looks at me, and he wasn't being a jerk. He looked at me and he goes, "Dude, do you even like Rush?" And I wanted to say, like, I'm probably one of the few people here that could take a shot at playing these drums. And,
right,
you know? That, yeah. But that's the first time anyone ever called me out on enjoying something the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the point, right? Like, you know, some people want to jump in the mosh pit. Some people want to just sit back in a suite and enjoy it, right? Like, and that's all okay. There's nothing wrong with any of it. And there's nothing wrong with taking a selfie in front of a piece of artwork. Because then when you show it to people, you can, you know, you have a, and plus if you're posting it, you know, people are posting things on Instagram. I don't know. There's just a lot about the world that is so many people telling other people how they should enjoy
Amen.
Life.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're not disrupting anybody else, do you?
It is really hitting me lately that we have such a short time here. Like we, for by all accounts, we didn't exist for about 13.5 billion years. Then we get somewhere between a day and 100 years, and then maybe there's an afterlife. Maybe we don't. Maybe death is going to be just like pre-birth.
Yeah,
where you're just not there. But what all we do know is that we have this right now, and I can say this. But tonight I'm probably going to lay on my couch and watch the Ken Burns documentary, hey. Right? I'm not like in a jet off to see the pyramids.
Yeah, so again.
But again, enjoying
to that point.
Enjoying it the way you want to enjoy
it. It's your life. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you treat it like a big concert. Like, yeah. Do you want to be in the mosh pit?
Yeah.
Some people like to be in the mosh pit. You
Some
want to
be in
the suite?
Be in the suite, yep.
And what a surefire way to waste your own time. Than to be like, we got to shut down the mosh pit. I can't handle the people moshing. Like, just let them do
or
it.
Or if you're on the lawn, you're not enough of a fan.
Yeah. Like, you just got, because I get it. I get annoyed by, like, I look at what other people are doing. I'm like, they shouldn't be doing that. And then I have to kind of stop myself and be like, why do you care? It has nothing to do with you.
Yep.
Very just let them do it.
Yep.
I've got a topic for the happy hour.
Do
Hear it.
I saw an article earlier today, and the title was Friendsgiving. How did this made-up holiday come to be? And I'm thinking to myself, isn't every holiday a made-up holiday? Like, I mean...
Pretty much.
If we didn't know December 25th was Christmas and, you know, went out of our way to decorate and celebrate, nothing different would happen on that day. Like, we're all just kind of arbitrarily deciding to celebrate something. Thanksgiving. That didn't exist before, you know, supposedly the pilgrims and the Native Americans sat down together. I just thought it was kind of silly to be like, this silly made-up holiday. Well, they're all New Year's. Nothing actually happens on New Year's.
Also, think about it. Like, we all have our favorite and least favorite holidays.
Right.
But imagine if they were just gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we mark the year. We mark our life by years. And we mark the years much by holidays.
Yeah.
And mostly by the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're religious, celebrating Christ's birth, or you're just secular, celebrating Christmas trees and presents, or you're Jewish and Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever it is, like that time of year, it's just, I wouldn't want to live without it.
No, it's fun.
Have either of you ever done like a Friendsgiving situation?
Yes. We did in college.
Did you?
Because I think it was our senior year, and there's about 6 or 7 of us that didn't go home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
So we all did it ourselves.
That's nice.
I made the turkey and yeah, absolutely. I was all over it, man. We're like, I made the turkey and we all did something. You know, I think we bought the pie. We weren't going to do that, but like we made the mashed potatoes and stuffing and somebody probably brought a vegetable, but I didn't eat them. But it was cool. It might not have been that many people, but it was at least 5 or 6 and it was cool. It was like, it was a good time. You know, you're 21, 22 years old, you're not traveling because it just, I don't know, we just didn't feel like it. You're that close to graduation. It was like the first time you're like, hey, we're adults. We're going to do something.
Do what we want.
Yeah, we're going to do a thing.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave.
Nothing. It's just a pregnant sigh.
Yeah, honestly, God, I think things like Friendsgiving are like the coolest things.
Yeah.
It's not like everyone is close to family. Mm-hmm. You know, not it's not like everybody has that same access.
Very true.
You know, and I identify with it. We always go to those things for family, but we have to travel to do it every year.
Did I tell you a story, Wheels? About 3 years before my mom passed, we were talking, and she said, what do you have planned? What are the plans for Thanksgiving? And what I meant was, in addition to our normal stuff, but I said, you know what? I think this year I may just go to a soup kitchen.
Oh.
And she goes, David, are things that bad for you? And she wasn't kidding. No, Mom, I'm going to go work there.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, DGS 249. You know what's cool? I do something for a living. Like, I was just, like, there's so much activity here right now because tomorrow's KMOX Day and all these OGs are coming back and we want to impress them and have them think the studio's cool and clean and we're cool and clean. And I'm on from 10 to noon and I'm on with Amy and Charlie Brennan and Costas. And I said to Steve, like, hey, how much of the first 2 hours am I driving? And he said, you're driving the whole thing. And simultaneously, one, I understood what he meant. And two, that's really cool, right? I'm driving with Brennan and Costas. That's so friggin' cool. And it just sort of hits you sometimes like, oh, I got a real job.
Yeah.
This worked out okay.
Yeah, it did all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say after 25 years or so, you can feel pretty good about that.
Don't even say that. Don't even say that. What sorts of things? I already have lots of ideas for Bob, but what would you be talking to Bob about?
Well, I mean, in a normal setting, it would be what's going on, right? He likes talking ball, baseball, and things like that. But yeah, for this, I mean, just what the world was like. I actually, you know what I think is an interesting story too is his early days at KMOX. Because he was really young.
He was a kid.
And he was an out-of-towner. And I don't think he was very popular early on. Might be an interesting place to go.
You know what? I'll never know because my mom's gone.
He's a kid from Syracuse, you know, from University of Syracuse.
I'm pretty sure my mom didn't like him.
Oh, really? Back in the day?
And then loved him.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how a lot of things are. He was new. He was not from St. Louis. He was a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
But obviously turned out to be one of the great sportscasters. And I know, like, you could even broaden that. Broadcasters. In the last 50, 80 years.
My mom was a
Since radio and TV came into existence.
Yeah, my mom was a huge Jim White fan.
Yeah.
The Big Bumper.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to hear him because I was a kid and I was in bed. He did like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And my mom was an insomniac. And every day, literally until she died, she had a little portable speaker under her pillow. And she would listen to KMOX all day. And then she would listen all night.
Yeah. It's nice.
I bet she gave KMOX more quarter hours than any, like, for real.
Did she have a diary? Because back then it was obviously marking it down in a little book.
Yeah.
Send that book in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just bring, maybe this is a question for Bob Costas as well, and a question for Wheels, too, not being a St. Louisan. What do you think the key is to winning over the St. Louis audience if you're not from here?
That's a good question.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. To me, it was just, and I won't answer for Bob, but I think Bob's would probably be similar, is you got to care about what your listeners care about, right? So in my case, as a sports guy, it was I got to care about the Cardinals and the Blues, and I got to learn it, and I got to know everything about it. And, you know, when you care about that, then you're giving, I mean, you got to, it's like any other thing. If you're, like, we've been talking about art, right? If you're a band, if you're Rush, what do you do when people show up for your show? You play the songs they want to hear,
mm-hmm.
right? And you play them to the best of your ability. And, you know, it's a little different in that it's their songs, so obviously, you know, they're going to play what are theirs. But they have whole catalogs of songs, some they probably love to play, but they never do because they're not the ones that the people at the audience want to see.
What do you guys think about that? When you go to see a show, what percentage of hits are you looking for?
Ooh.
I mean, I like the hits.
I do too.
I want to see the songs I like being performed. If it's like the whole new album that you haven't had a chance to listen to yet, and then maybe in the encore we'll play your favorite. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I like a good mix. Like if you are promoting that album, totally understand, play a bunch of songs from it, but mix in some old stuff.
I felt so bad about this. I've only seen the Rolling Stones once. I don't remember when it was, but I had the show and I took everyone on the show to the Stones and I was blown away. I've never been a giant Stones fan, but I was so blown away by them. And about halfway through the concert, Mick says, "All right, we're going to take a little break and Keith's going to play a couple from his latest solo album." And you could see everyone stand up and go to the bathrooms. Oh, it's terrible.
Poor Keith.
Yeah. Poor Keith.
I mean, but they know that's coming. You know, like when you're going to do the vanity thing or whatever, and look, most places, most bands will have those breaks built in where this is where, so when Metallica was in town, they have a whole thing where, you know, Kirk Hammett's going to play a guitar solo. And then there's another thing where he and the bassist jam while Lars and James go off and rest. And like, there's a little rotation. That's pretty typical of a rock show, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody has a solo of some kind. That's a great question about how much of the hits versus how many of the deep cuts, because sometimes the deep cuts are even better than the radio hits. So I like a mix, maybe 50-50. Give me half of your set, the big boys, especially if you're one of those huge bands. But that was the cool thing about seeing the double Metallica show back-to-back nights, is there were only a couple songs that made it to both days. So you got to see all the good stuff.
I have a real question, and I'm ashamed I don't know the answer to this. Is Sinbad still alive?
I believe so.
I don't know.
I just Googled him. He is still with us. He is 69 years old.
Man, I know he's a part of the Mandela effect because he was supposed to be in a movie called Shazam, but he never was, blah, blah, blah. But last night, I didn't look it up on purpose because last night I couldn't have told you with any degree of certainty whether he was alive or dead.
I wouldn't even have thought of it.
He is alive. He is 6'4".
Yeah, he is a big man.
Did not know that.
Was
he a thing from your childhood?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was definitely, I couldn't tell you like any of his bits, but I was aware of who Sinbad was. I know he's in Jingle All the Way. I'm sorry, one of the worst movies I've ever, I remember loving it as a kid. Like when it first came out, I'm like, this is great. And then trying to watch it as an adult out of nostalgia and just having to turn it off.
Yeah.
So bad.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.